Good evening, I'm Philip North. I'm the Bishop of Burnley and I'm in Blackburn. So I'd like to talk to you, obviously, about football. Do we have any Liverpool fans in tonight? Oh, how sad. I was in Liverpool on Saturday and the city has gone wild. Klopp mania has broken out at every turn. All they're talking about is Klopp. They're convinced he'll bring salvation to the city. And I wish him all the best, because the best time to be a football manager is, of course, always those days before your team actually kicks a football. He'll soon realise what rubbish his team is. But you can understand their optimism on one level, because a good manager makes a good football team. A good leader can turn around a bunch of non-entities and do something with them. And what's true of football teams is true also of churches. Healthy churches need good leaders. This vision that you're hearing about tonight and praying for tonight, most importantly, is incredibly ambitious. And it can only happen, it will be a pipe dream, unless we have good, strong, godly leaders, properly trained, properly resourced. Without those leaders, it'll be wind and air, betokening nothing. So the third bit of our vision is about leaders. Now, you might think I'm talking about vicars, but actually I'm not. What I'm talking about is children and young people. Those young people in our churches, on the edge of our churches, they're the leaders of tomorrow, they're the church of tomorrow, they're the church of today, bringing so much health and vitality to our churches. So our vision prioritises work with the young. Did you know 90% of Christians come to faith below the age of 18? It is essential we put that work first. I was in a school today in the Ribble Valley with a group of year nines doing RE, and they were absolutely fascinated to know about faith. We tend to think that young people aren't interested in the gospel. Well, they are, if only we have the leaders who can communicate it right. So young people come first. The next thing when it comes to raising up the right leaders is lay people. It's you, it's the whole community of the baptized. Too many churches today are run just by the vicar. It's what we call in Catholic circles a Father Says parish. And evangelicals are just as bad. It's just that rather than Father Says, it's check with Mike. But of course, that model of leading a church can only take us so far. Churches will get stuck at a growth ceiling. In order for churches to grow, lay people need to share in the leadership. And also that enables much more flexible patterns of ministry across parishes and deaneries. So the vision talks about raising up missional lay leaders. What does that word missional mean? It means that rather than keeping the show on the road, rather than focusing on maintenance, they're looking to the future, looking to growth. And if we get our young people, youth ministry right, and if we get our lay formation right, then God will give us those who are called to priestly ministry. And this vision commits us to finding the ordained leaders that we need to run our parishes. As you've noticed by now, this vision is not about managing decline. This vision pointedly refuses to buy into the default mode that swept over Western Christendom, the wasting illness that believes that decline is the only option. This is about more Christians. And more Christians means more churches. And more churches need more clergy. So we're committed, like the rest of the Church of England, to increasing by 50% the number of vocations to ordained ministry in our diocese, and to doubling the number of young vocations over the next 5 years. Now, do you know something about Klopp? Jurgen Klopp, the new Liverpool manager, is a Christian. He's a very good, very committed Christian. He often speaks about his faith. And so he knows that effective leadership is rooted in Christ. And I want to reflect on that in our time of prayer now. I want to use a style of prayer that I love to use myself. You may hate it, in which case I'm sorry, I apologise now. But I love doing this. You find a painting, a Christian painting, and you look into it, and you use it to listen. So you should have on your screen, any moment now, a painting by an artist called Caravaggio. It's The Call of Matthew. Caravaggio is quite a character. Yes, there it is. Have a good look at that painting now, Caravaggio's Call of Matthew. And over to the left, over to my side, you see a group of figures around a table. Now, one of them is Matthew. But the more I look, the more I can't work out which one it is. Which of those figures is Matthew? It's impossible to work it out. It could be any of them. Or it could be you. Perhaps it's you whom Christ is calling. Perhaps Jesus is calling you to be a leader, as he called Matthew. Perhaps he's calling you away from love of things and love of money to deeper following after him. So look at those figures. Is God calling you? What's he calling you to be and to do? What is Christ saying to you tonight? And now look across to the right-hand side of the painting. You can see two figures there. The one at the back is Christ. All you can see is his arm and his head. That's the figure of Christ. Now look above him. See the window? In the window, there's a cross, reminding us that all Christian leadership, all Christian ministry, all Christian life derives from the cross. On the cross, Jesus made of his life a gift to the world. And that's what it means to lead in his name. To make of our lives a gift to the world. To kneel and wash the world's feet. To give ourselves away in service. And then breaking from that side of the picture, you can see this wonderful beam of light. Light that floods the room and floods the scene. As Christ bursts into the room, so light comes with him. And again, that reminds us of our task, to bring light into this gloomy world, to dispel the darkness of sin with the radiant glory of Christ. And then lastly, look at Christ's hand. Some of you might recognize that if you've been in the Sistine Chapel. If you've seen the Michelangelo creation, you'll see the hand of the Father in just that pose. Caravaggio quotes that painting here. It's the hand of the Creator. Because here, Jesus is bringing the new creation. He's recreating Matthew for a new life. And that's what we bring to the world. We are the new creation, calling others to a whole new start, a new life. So look for a moment at Christ, the cross, the light. And think, what sort of leadership is he calling you to exercise? And then finally, standing just in front of Jesus, almost blocking him from view, there's another figure. It's St. Peter. Look at him. He's totally, utterly turned to Christ. His whole body, his whole life is orientated towards him, almost blocking him from view, his whole life given to the Saviour. And then look at Peter's hand and see how it reflects the hand of Christ. Because he's turned to Christ, so he can do the work of Christ. Because his life is given to Christ, so he can share in that work of bringing about the new creation. And there in Peter, we see a pattern of Christian leadership. If we want to lead, we must be turned wholly to Christ, completely orientated to him in every possible way. For when we do that, then we can do the work of Christ. We can be agents of the new creation. The presence of Jesus. Jesus walking the streets of our parishes through you and me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in every age you raise up men and women to be the presence of your Son, to lead your church, to share the glory of the gospel. Help us to hear your call more deeply. Help us to respond to whatever you're calling us to do and be. that through us the work of the new creation may be done. Amen.